Você que acabou de ouvir esse programa excelente com o professor Gustavo e com a professora Sheila, vai ter agora uma surpresa. Qual é essa surpresa? Nós estamos participando hoje de um simpósio onde estão sendo apresentados diversos trabalhos, diversas pesquisas, e nós encontramos aqui hoje o Petri. O Petri, ele é CEO, traduzindo em outras palavras, Gustavo, é o manda-chuva.
Exatamente, ele é o cara que manda na empresa.
Ele é o cara que manda na Mitsui Finland.
The most important guy in the enterprise.
Yeah. Então, e aí nós pedimos então pro Petri conversar com a gente. Por quê? Porque justamente a Mitsui é uma empresa que tem tudo a ver com esse tema que nós falamos hoje, que é a colaboração entre escolas e empresas. A plataforma que ele oferece faz justamente o relacionamento entre escolas, entre empresas, entre estudantes. Então ele fomenta essa interação entre empresas e escolas, e é justamente por isso que nós pedimos para o Petri nos dar uma entrevista. O Petri é finlandês, então essa entrevista será feita em inglês. Então prepare, mude a sua consciência, né, para o modo inglês, que nós vamos então conversar com Petri. So, hi Petri, thank you for this interview. I'm very excited about your idea. So, I would like to that you could introduce yourself, tell about your background and how start the company Mitsui.
Okay, thanks for the invitation. Happy to be here. My name is Petri Tuomela, and I did my master studies in Vaasa University. And I was studying international business, and most of my student colleagues, they were degree students or exchange students. And every year I noticed how they were struggling to find a job in Finland. And at the same time, I have family business background, so I visited many companies. And after joining and then leaving family business, I joined the Family Business Network. And I was working there for 2 years. And actually my boss was the ex-prime minister of Finland. And so I was visiting maybe 200 family businesses during those 2 years.
Okay.
So I had a chance to see all the great things that are made in here in Finland, and also saw the potential that these companies have to go international. And then at the same time, I knew that my friends, they were struggling to find a work. So the original idea was to bring international talents and companies to the same table, and then they could work in joint projects, and these internationals could help these companies to go international through projects. And then they have a chance to show off, and of course the company can see that what they can offer, and then maybe those projects lead to a job.
Okay, so how long time is the Mitsui it's online?
So we're going to launch the service in September. It's already online, but many features are still missing. But already we work in 10 countries. We have almost 50 universities on board. And so what we wanted to do is to make it more simple to collaborate, like universities to collaborate with companies and vice versa, because right now there is some challenges in the communication, because universities and companies, they speak different language.
Yes. So unfortunately.
Yeah. So
it's
someone
not supposed to do, but it's happened.
Yeah. So someone needs to be between, and so we created a platform that is making it easy.
Okay, this is a free platform.
Yeah, it's a free platform for the universities and also for the students. And the companies, they pay monthly payment, and that's how we make our money.
Okay, how often is this payment for the companies? It's for each contact or for like a subscribe, annual subscriber like
yeah, that? Yeah. So it's a monthly payment, but then when you register for 6 months. And
what is the most important advantage that a company could be in your Mitsui?
Well, the most important thing is that we have created a marketplace for university services. So they can go to one site and check what the universities are offering, like what kind of courses they are running, what kind of research they are doing. And so there is a one place for the company that they can go and check, like, what is the Brazilian universities offering, or what are the Finnish business universities offering for them. So this is one of the services. So the company goes to our platform, search what the universities have offered. Let's say there's an export marketing course in Rio, and a Finnish company is interested in the Brazilian market. So they can send their own project into that course and have the local talents working for them. So now what brings so much value for the company is that you have the locals who have the network, the language skills, the knowledge about the culture, and they know friends who are working, or their friends know some friends. And
that's about networking.
It's about networking.
So what I'm thinking about here is that it's not for offer job for the students, but offer opportunity for the companies to develop some resources too.
Yeah. So it's not only like a business courses or business research. It can be IT, or it can be product development, service development, or finding a cure to cancer. So it can be anything. The project are basically it could be anything.
Very interesting. Do you think that find new talents for companies, for Finnish companies, it's so hard here in Finland than it is in Brazil?
Well, I studied in Milan as an exchange student for 1 year. And when you're a foreigner, it's always more difficult. You know, me in Milan with my blue eyes and white hair. So, you know,
good.
I don't match with the locals. So, yeah. So that's how it is, and it's the same situation here. But on the other hand, when I was in Milan, I was the door for some Italian company to Finland. So you can always see things from different.
I don't know. Let me interrupt you. I don't know if you agree with me, Damiani, but the most amazing thing that I hear from you is that you said about your platform's internationalization. So
it's quite international. There's 10 countries.
Yeah. Of course. I think it's a good opportunity, because we are discussing here before about this problem to offer job places for resources, integrate companies and universities. So it's a good opportunity to bring this company to run a pilot in Brazil, for example.
Yes, it's a good thing. This platform, it's available in which language?
It's in English, but we build it so that it's really easy to translate into different languages.
Okay, you have some plans to translate to Portuguese as well?
Yeah, we already got some hopes from some Brazilian friends.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. So why you are looking in this way for us? Yes, a partnership to make it. It's Petri. Sorry, but you looks like very young. Yet, you have in your hands your is under your control. It's a big company, at least a big idea. So, how old are you?
Well, I'm 30 years old, but for 30 years old, I've been doing quite many things already. So 5 years ago, I joined our family business. My dad was running three different companies, and he didn't really have time to run all three of them. So I was almost graduated, and my dad was running two of the companies, and then actually the turnover of this third company had dropped from 2 million to 500,000, and then my dad basically just threw me the ball and asked me to do something, and I didn't know nothing about the business. I didn't know any customers, employees, anything, and still we managed to grow 20%, and now we have doubled the turnover, and so I was doing that. At the same time, I was writing a diary about my experience in the family business. And those who are involved in family businesses know that it's not always easy. And so when I left the family business, I opened my diary and I wrote about succession planning. I want to write about those quite difficult and things and maybe taboos, and so I wrote my thesis about succession planning, and that's how actually I end up working in the Family Business Network that you also have in Brazil.
Yeah, do you think that the Finnish educational environment foster the entrepreneurial feeling?
I think there is like the entrepreneurship, there is some kind of boom around it, and of course we have Slush. It's one of the most important startup events in Europe. It's growing really quickly, and the guys from Angry Birds are behind this this event.
Yes,
and it's a good place to go every year to experience the entrepreneurship.
To start your company, do you have some financial support from the government or the universities here?
Yeah, in the beginning we had funding from the government, and that funding was for internationalization. So what we actually did, we rented a caravan for 1 month, packed our stuff, and went to Europe. So in 1 month, we had almost 50 meetings with Chamber of Commerce, Entrepreneur Federations, Family Business Networks, universities, student unions, and we were there just to pitch our idea and ask their opinion about the idea. And of course, we got lots of new ideas how we could develop the platform, and it was really useful for us, and it was a big help to build the network, which is really important for us.
I think the most challenge for you is to bring some new partners for the Mitsui.
Yeah, that's true. Like today, I was giving a keynote for Brazilian and Finnish universities, and right after I had a meeting with the Entrepreneur Federation and Chamber of Commerce, because if we only have universities on board, it won't really help. So we need students and companies to be involved as well. And of course, the companies can see the value in Mitsui, and they want to be part of it.
I don't know if you know about much about Brazil, because our main problem to put together companies and university is to give the exactly value for each one. What I want to say, the students, even if they don't graduate yet, they made good jobs, and the companies want cheap handworks. Yeah. So do you think that in this kind of platform we'll be able to make it clean? I'm a company. I will go to this platform because I know in this platform the students has a good background or something like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have, like you probably know, Airbnb or couch surfing. Yeah. So like my business cards, our platform is transparent. So,
you that are listening, we unfortunately cannot have see the card, but it's a very beautiful card and very interesting because it's transparent.
Yeah. So when the students they register to our platform, they can do that with LinkedIn account. And after the registration, every project that they are involved in the university or outside university is registered or linked to their profile. So we know your working history, we know your education history, and we know your project history, and we know the evaluations from the companies. So the companies can see what kind of job and project you've been involved, but they cannot see who you are. So it's a transparent, but it's anonymous. So how the platform works is that I don't believe that, let's say, in 1 year, 2 years, the students, they go to monster.com and search for sales job, and then, you know, they click sales and they get like 500 job ads, and then they start thinking that which one I should pick. No, I believe that in the future, the platform, like MeToWe, they understand that what you have done, what kind of feedback you got, what kind of history you have, and based on that, we offer you jobs. So that's how MeToWe works.
A smart platform.
Yeah.
Okay, very interesting. I think this the future of the computing is systems more smart, smarter, and they recognize the needs of the customers and the users and personalize. It's good to know that the MeToWe is walking this way.
Yeah, of course, a platform cannot make the decision for the companies, but it can be seeking the right talents and the most suitable talents. And, of course, after that, it's up to the company.
Yes, yeah. It could be very helpful.
Yeah, and it's very important to show that both parts, there's a good participation in this. The students have to be good students, and the companies have to apply for good projects or offer some good jobs.
One who is interested in becoming a partner of the MeToWe, what should they do?
So, in short, you just go to MeToWe.fi or .jobs, and you sign in with your LinkedIn account. If you don't use LinkedIn, you can just register manually. And after that, as a talent, you can create a university. And after creating the profile for the university, you can create courses or projects. And after that, all the companies can see those. Let's say there's export marketing course in Rio, and a Finnish company wants to join the course. So directly through our platform, they can send proposal for the teacher.
So thank you for your time and for your short interview. So I recommend to you that are listening to access MeToWe.fi or MeToWe.jobs to get more information, subscribe. And I will insert these links in our post so you can as well verify our post and you found these links. So you'd like to say something more?
Yeah, as our most listeners are teachers and students, I think it's a good point to start some partnerships.
Yes.
Because it's the main product of MeToWe.
Yes.
So,
and free.
Again,
and free.
And it's for free.
Yes,
yeah,
the best part.
So again, MeToWe.jobs or MeToWe.fi.
Okay, do you want to make some final consideration?
I'm speechless here. No, but I like it's a good service, even though I say it. But it's a win-win-win-win platform. So it's good for the students. It's a really helpful and useful tool for teachers to find company projects, to network with the companies, and of course for the companies, it's a good way to reach students, researchers and crowdsourcing is a really effective way to come up with new ideas.
Okay, so pay attention because the Google may want to buy the MeToWe, so it's a very, very good idea. So thank you.
Let's apply first.
Google,
thank you.
Google, they have to wait. We just signed our investor round. So.
Okay, so thank you, Google. Thank you, teacher. Thank you.
Thank you,
Patrick.
Thank you,
Patrick. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep,
bye-bye,
thanks.
Guys.
Bye.